At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, December 13th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a 7:30 p.m. primetime showdown on TNT, nationally televised between two NBA title contenders, the Golden State Warriors and the Milwaukee Bucks. Currently, the Milwaukee Bucks are listed as a 4-point home favorite with a total of 233. Now, looking at this matchup, Golden State, 14-13. They've been, so-so this year, but they just had a big win over Boston, 123-107, winning outright as a 2.5-point home dog. And that win snapped a 2-game losing skid for Golden State. Meanwhile, Milwaukee, 19-7. And they just fell, though, to Houston, 97-92. They lost outright as a 10-point road favorite in that one. And that loss also snapped a 4-game win streak for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, going into this matchup, public is split right down the middle. They don't know what to do using our VSiN.com bet splits. Again, 50% on both sides. So almost like that Patriots game last night in the NFL, 50-50 betting, yet the line moved to the Pats. That told us that despite even ticket count, those larger wagers seem to be leaning New England, who came through for bettors last night. Well, same thing here, where it looks like the respective money is leaning Golden State. This game opened Milwaukee Bucks laying 4.5 at home. We've now gotten down to Milwaukee -4. Some shops even touched 3.5 throughout the early morning. And really, that's notable because, again, 50-50, theoretically, a line shouldn't move at all. Yet we are seeing this slight movement here toward Golden State plus the points. And looking at kind of a couple advantages for Golden State, number one, offensive efficiency. If you're banking on Golden State as a dog to cover this number, you're really banking on their offense to either, keep pace or cover this number. They are ranked 10th in the NBA versus 21st in offensive efficiency for Milwaukee. Also, a rest advantage. Golden State last played on the 10th, whereas the Milwaukee Bucks played on the 11th. And also, Milwaukee is playing their third game in 5 days. So a bit of a tired spot for Milwaukee. Again, 50-50 betting at line is leaning toward Golden State here, with also an offensive efficiency advantage as well. And also, we could be in for a high-scoring game in this one. This total opened up at 231.5. We've now seen the total get up to 232.5, 233. So really, all respective money seems to be leaning over here. This would match one system that I keep an eye out for, non-conference overs. When you look at two teams from two different conferences, the lack of familiarity tends to benefit the offense as the defense doesn't really know how to match up. So these non-conference overs, two teams from different conferences play each other, take the over. It's 79-66 this year, 54%. Also, a couple good trends on both teams to the over. Milwaukee is 10-5 to the over at home, and they're 5-0 to the over their last five games at home. Meanwhile, Golden State, 8-4 to the over on the road, and 5-1 to the over their last six on the road. So we have a tick up here, high total, but it has risen. And again, 50-50 ticket count, yet slightly into Golden State. Looks like a little liability on the Warriors plus the points, and maybe a high-scoring game tonight on TNT at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's look toward the other big NBA matchup here tonight. The Boston Celtics reliving the great rivalry from the 1980s, as my dad always told me about, but I was too young to watch myself, against the Los Angeles Lakers. Celtics-Lakers, that's right, 10 o'clock tonight on TNT, another nationally televised game here. Currently, the Boston Celtics are listed as a 3.5-point road favorite with a total of 234. Now, Boston has the best record in the NBA, 21-7. Trying to avenge their finals loss last year to Golden State. But they're really hitting their first rocky patch of the year. They've lost two straight on their current road trip. They just lost to the Clippers last night, 113-93. And the Boston Celtics were actually a four-point favorite in that game. That was kind of a reverse line move to the Clippers last night, where Celtics opened laying 4.5, got down to four at some shops, despite being a very popular bet. And it looks like kind of the same thing here tonight against the Lakers. You look at the Lakers, they're 11-15, but they did just snap a three-game losing skid with a big win over Detroit, 124-117, covering as a five-point road favorite. Now, Boston opened this game laying -3.5. Some shops are even -4 opener. And even though the Celtics are a big public play, the public isn't worried about the Celts and their kind of tough stretch here, first time they've lost consecutive games all season. You have 75% of bets laying the points here with the Boston Celtics as a very public play. However, despite getting that big public betting, 75% on Boston, as I mentioned, really no line move. This is kind of a line freeze or even a reverse line move. Again, Celtics opening up, laying 4 or 3.5. 3.5 or 4 has got down to 3.5. 3.5s even might be trending down to 3 at some shops, as all liability and movement has been toward the Lakers in this one. And again, that's notable because if the public's all over Boston, then why are the odds makers either keeping the number the same or dropping this number slightly toward the Lakers? Again, their odds makers are not in the business of being charitable or nice to the public. It tells me they're kind of keeping this line the same, a line freeze, or dropping it slightly to the Lakers, because that's really where the respective money is coming in, Lakers plus the points. This would be a rest advantage, as the Lakers last played on the 11th and Boston played last night. Boston is also playing their third game in 4 days, so a really tough schedule spot for the Celtics here. Also a bit of a bad ATS, good ATS play. So if you look at the Celtics, they're 17-11 against the spread this year. The Lakers are only 11-15. So it's really notable to me, bad ATS, good ATS. What that basically means is, as a contrarian bettor, I want to bet on the team that hasn't covered quite as much, and I want to bet against the team that's covered quite a bit. Because basically, in terms of value, the team that's covering a lot, the Celtics here, 17-11, they become overvalued. Whereas the Lakers, who haven't covered a lot, 11-15, they become a little bit undervalued. So it's always kind of a buy low, sell high play for me. It used to be that I would just say, hey, give me the team that covers more often against a team that doesn't. We kind of want to flip it and really look at that in terms of a buy low, sell high value play. Also, kind of like the game we just talked about with the Warriors and the Bucks, maybe a high scoring one here. This total opened up at 233. We've seen it get bet up to 234. Some shops even maybe trending up to 234.5. And this is notable in terms of a bet discrepancy. Currently, only 45% of bets are on this Celtics-Lakers over, but it's taking into account 75% of the money. So that's a really good contrarian sub-50% tickets. But again, 3/4 of the money telling us those bigger, sharper wagers seem to be leaning over here. The Lakers on the season, 6-1 to the over their last seven games. And in terms of pace, Lakers, even though they're an older team, they're number 3 in terms of pace. So they get up and down the court, lots of possessions. It's always a good sign if you want to bet an over. And the Boston Celtics, number 1 in offensive efficiency this year. So a couple reasons to like this over, as it's a contrarian over with a lot of big money. And again, a little bit of a line freeze here. Celtics have struggled a bit. There's still a big public play, yet the line's pretty much staying where it's at or dipping toward the Lakers, getting 3.5 at home. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, we just hit on a couple NBA games, but I'm going to look toward the NHL card for a couple bets here for the puckheads, the bettors out there who like to bet on the NHL. So a couple games that caught my eye. First one for me, I'm going to take a shot on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes, 7 o'clock tonight, are about a minus 150 favorite on the road at the Detroit Red Wings here. And a couple system matches as well as a kind of data analytics angle here toward Carolina. Number one, line move toward the Carolina Hurricanes. So again, throwaway percentages when you're betting hockey, they're real, but because hockey is not a very public sport, there's really no value to betting against those percentages. In fact, because hockey is more of a diehard sport with a lot of sharps who know the sport, you know, percentages, if a team's getting 75%, any other sport that's a public play I want to bet against, hockey 75%, that might just mean it's a low bet ticket count, but more of the respected bettors are taking that team. So again, percentages, I don't really apply too much in hockey. It's more line moves and system matches, and that's why I'm digging Carolina here tonight. So number one, line movement. Carolina opened as around a minus 140 favorite on the road at Detroit. They've been bet up to minus 150. So right off the bat, we have about 10 cents of steam in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. They would match a couple systems for me. A rested favorite off a win, 57% this year, just a favorite off a win, 61%. Favorites in general this year, they're 59%, but they're actually a little bit less than you want them to be if you're a chalk bettor, because dogs have barked a little bit louder this year compared to last season. But aside from this line move toward Carolina, it's quite a bit about recent performance. Carolina, they've been kind of up and down, but they've really started to get hot recently. They're 5-1 their last six games. Meanwhile, Detroit has lost two straight games. Carolina is 13-8 as a favorite, but they've really done well on the road, 10-3-5 on the road. Meanwhile, Detroit, just 7-9 as a dog. And really what you're banking on for this matchup would be the defense of Carolina. If you look at offensively, they're both averaging about 3 goals a game, but it's Carolina's defense only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus Detroit giving up 3.2 goals per game. So I'm going to back the better team playing better as of late, with some better metrics here in terms of home, road, and defensive categories, and really kind of follow the steam move here in favor of Carolina, 10 cents of steam in their favor. So give me the Carolina Hurricanes, minus 150 on the road tonight at Detroit. For my second Josh's Sweat of the Night, sticking in the NHL, I'm going to take the Washington Capitals. Give me the Capitals at minus 200. Capitals are on the road at the Chicago Blackhawks. Another big steam move here toward the Washington Caps. Caps open around minus 180, minus 190 on the road at Chicago. Now they're up to minus 200. So big steam move here in favor of the Caps. Non-division steam. Two teams, different divisions. Take the team getting steam of 10 cents or more in their favor. Those teams are 152 and 85, 64% this year. Also, you look at sweet spot. Big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. They're 81 and 35, 70% this year. And you also look at big road favorites minus 200 or more. They're 62% this year, as well as favorite off a win system match. So I have a lot of systems here on the Washington Capitals. Another kind of, you know, trending different directions here. Washington has won 4 straight. Meanwhile, Chicago has been one of the worst teams in the NHL. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games. Both metrics, offense, defense, you tip your cap to the Caps here. No pun intended. Offensively, 2.9 goals a game versus 2.4 in favor of Washington. And defensively, only giving up 2.9 a game versus 3.6 for Detroit here. Also as a favorite, Washington has come through when they're expected to win. They're 6-3 as a favorite. Meanwhile, Chicago, just 7-18 as a dog. 7 wins, 18 losses as a dog. When they're expected to lose, they typically do. And then also penalty kill. If this becomes a man advantage or a disadvantage play, a benefit to the Caps. They're killing 81% of their penalties, just 74%. For Chicago. So if you get, you know, Ovechkin on the power play, hopefully that's an advantage against a bad PK for Chicago. So a bunch of system matches, good line move. I'm going Washington Caps at minus 200, along with Carolina at minus 150 tonight for Josh's Sweats in the NHL. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, December 13th. But reminder, we have so much great content to offer at VSiN. If you're brand new, easiest thing to do is sign up for a free newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You'll get it every single morning sent to your inbox when you wake up and make your coffee. And all you got to do, again, is VSiN.com/newsletter, and you start to get that great content every morning. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats for a big Tuesday. And again, it's a great time of year to be betting sports with bowl games. Coming right around the corner here, we have the holiday season. NFL's in full swing. All the different sports going on, and VSiN can help you make smarter bets by just going to VSiN.com/subscribe. So wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the sweats, and hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight. Because as a wise man once said, the godfather VSiN, he continues to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.